Hello. We made
Hey.
it. We did it finally.
Awesome.
Sure. How are things going, my friend?
Yeah, good.
Doing
man.
well.
How about you?
Just got off a call right now. So right after, I was like, why not do this one? But just outside of my garage, weather is beautiful here in Toronto. So just enjoying the morning, I guess.
Great. Awesome.
So yeah, so first time I know you're doing this, I believe. I don't believe you've done a podcast like this, right, with someone?
Yeah, I've never collaborated with
Never
someone, correct?
collaborated. All right. So I've done it a few times. I'm still getting used to it as well. I'm the type of person that loves to go with the flow. But usually when I have someone on, I like to just get to know you a little bit better, especially maybe with my audience, people that don't know you, because I like to believe my audience knows what I'm all about to a point. But did you want to maybe just first off, so people know who you are, just maybe introduce yourself, a little bit about yourself, and then I guess we'll see where the conversation goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically my story, my name is Brett Wallace, and what I do is, you know, I'll tell you a quick story about kind of what happened to me about a year ago. You know, I was walking home from work one day, and I was walking home, and I just had a lot of negative thoughts, you know, just a lot of like, man, I'm frustrated. It was a hard day at work, and I was just frustrated, you know. I'm like, I'm walking home, and it's 0 degrees, and I'm just kind of like frustrated and think of a few bad things. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm walking past, you know, I walk only 6 blocks home from where I work at. So I'm walking 6 blocks, and I run into like 6 homeless people in those 6 blocks. And that day really just changed my life. You know, like I was like realizing, wait, I'm thinking all these bad thoughts, but really I got a place to go home to go to sleep. And I'm like, I could be thankful about that. And, you know, so what happened was I started, you know, practicing daily gratitude and just being thankful for the things I have. And I started basically a show, and it's called Positive Vibes. And every week, you know, on YouTube, I'll record videos of me giving gratitude and just being thankful for the things I have, because it's really changed my life. It's changed my mood, and it's changed basically how I feel about the world. And so now I'm basically sharing that with everybody. And every week I'm just making gratitude videos, basically filled with positive affirmations, filled with like good thoughts to lead to a good day, you know. And basically that's what I do, is every week I'm recording this gratitude show, you know. So that's kind of my story and how I got started in doing what I do. And now it's just become a way of life.
You know? I 100% know what you mean, my friend, because that's why I feel like I'm addicted to positive vibes. And one big part of that, I love how you put that. And your story is the gratitude. It goes so far, right? And maybe my exact moment wasn't like yours, like, you know, that it in your head and you started, you know, practicing gratitude, but similar, having that maybe a moment. Right? And then, of course, you know, even when you started learning about gratitude, I can almost guarantee it wasn't a one-day thing, right? You'll probably have to do that on a day-to-day basis, right? And one thing, I'm glad you sort of brought up that story, because I feel like me, like I don't generally talk about negative.
Cool, we're back.
So we're back 100%. But yeah, I was just finishing off like that. I'm not sure where I cut off, but that's all good. Is that the reason I love connecting, engaging like this, is that I love stories. I love when people share, like yourself, you share opinions, because I feel like that's what helps, right? Others, or we could relate and things of that nature. So I want to say thank you for sharing, because I think it goes a long way. Now, I've connected with you a bit on Instagram, not a lot, but I have been looking at your content, right? And one thing that intrigued me is all about positive vibes, right? Because that's my whole brand as well. That's what I'm all about, wearing the mask, the whole concept, right? Where did positive, because I'd love to hear from you, because I don't get a lot of positive vibes people on my page, but where did you get the name Positive Vibes, like for you? Like, how did that all come about, I guess, coming up with that name?
Man, that's a great story, too. So I'm just going to tell you basically what I know about it. Yeah. So basically, when I started the show, I follow somebody named Gary Vaynerchuk, kind of motivational business owner. And one thing that he said that kind of led to this whole story of me starting, basically I started, you know, practicing gratitude, and like, I would just think about some things I was happy about in the shower, and just like in when I'm brushing my teeth, I would be thankful for a few things. And I realized like I started smiling when I was thinking of these things I was thankful for. And I'm like, what is going on? So I do the research, and I realized that that gratitude releases serotonin and dopamine. And so it actually just releases feel good chemicals in your brain. You just feel good if you think of gratitude. So I really realized that 100% of what you think of leads to how you feel. And really, like that day, I was thinking of all these negatives. I felt bad when I thought about, you know, oh, I'm happy I get to have a place to go home. I'm happy I have food tonight. I'm happy I have a job. And I just started switching how I was feeling about the things. Then it led to, you know, different emotions. And so what happened was, he said, you know, this Gary Vaynerchuk, he said something one day that was like, you could just make a show about anything. You could go to every other corner and interview people on every other corner and call it Odd Corner. And so I was like, I can make a show about everything that I'm thankful for and call it the Thankful Show, you know, like, So that's what started. And basically that channel got, you know, was just kind of practice. And I, you know, made a few videos and such. And so I started basically doing the show and I didn't really have a name for it. So after a while, you know, I came up with the name. I kept like titling my videos Positive Vibes every once in a while. I was like, let's just name it that so we can brand it. So I can actually say like, here's my show, Positive Vibes. So that's kind of how it came out. And really since then, it's like every episode is like, welcome back to Positive Vibes. It's just like, it becomes clockwork now. And it's a great name. And I also even sell t-shirts with Positive Vibes on it now too, you know, like at thepositivebrand.com, you know, we're making, basically spreading positivity everywhere we go, you know? So that's kind of how that began.
I love it, my friend, like 100%, like everything you're saying, that's what it's all about, right? Is anyway, like my goal, I love my goal because it keeps me going and it's nonstop. It's spreading that positivity any way possible. And when I'm connecting with yourself and so many other people, I see that happening, right? It's not like people have to follow me. You're on your path, right? Which I love. And again, I'm attracted to you a bit because of Positive Eyes, the name, right? Because that's what I've been doing as well. But yes, 100%, I've seen the t-shirts, I've seen the mugs, right? You have mugs that you're doing. There's another phrase you have, right? So I know one of them says positive vibes. There's another phrase, I think it is. There's something else.
So I have these t-shirts, like I said, with the mugs. Yes. And so the other one says, let's get it. Yes. You know, and these are like basically, this is like a coffee mug that'll inspire you. This is a coffee mug that'll motivate you for the day. I mean, like, this is something where like, I'll wake up and I put on my shirt or whatever and look at it and it says, let's get it in my mirror. I'll be like, you know what? Now it's time to get the show started. Or it's time to go get this money, go to my job. It's time to get, you know, get what you have to get started for the day and just get it going and get it popping. And basically it's just inspiring to me. I'm like, let's get it. You know, like it makes me to get started on the day and do what I need to do to improve, to get better, to be happy, you know, all the above. And really it's just kind of motivational. It's like a motivational thing where, you know, it's something that I started saying after a while, and it's just a cool thing. You'll be the only person, you know, like on the street doing, you know, like these are really cool. And I think it really changes people's days. The more they think, you know, that things are possible for them, the more that they believe in themselves, the more that they put themselves in positions to win, the better that they do. And, you know, and that's what I really trying to spread, you know, is the self-confidence and your ability to just do awesome things.
Exactly. And the more we have of that, the better, right? And what I took from that, I agree, because sometimes these small things, and we might think it's small, but having that coffee mug and reading that every single day, it makes a huge difference. And I could picture from your story, right? When you had that moment, I guess, right? Seeing the homeless people and what your thought process sort of changed. It was you being grateful every single day, right? And gradually that grew and grew. But I love everything you're about. And it's... All right, so we're back once again. So again, I'm not sure where it cut off, but what I was talking about, I wanted to ask you, is about... So the coffee mug, before, if that didn't get recorded, I wanted to say I thought that was pretty amazing, because even if someone has a coffee mug and they're reading that every single day, that can make such a huge impact in the long run, right? Because gradually what I feel by them reading that mug, gradually you're going to start thinking. Even in the beginning, you're not consciously doing it because you have that mug on a daily basis. 100%, I agree that, you know, eventually you're going to start thinking about what that phrase means, what that sentence means, right? Positive vibes again, because I'm just stuck on that, because again, you're using the same name as well, which I love. One thing that naturally happened for me that I didn't really expect is, and I guess one big part of me, because I don't show my face, I don't tell my name, people call me Positive Vibes, which sort of naturally what I learned helped me in such a way, because imagine if I'm being called Positive Vibes, how can I express anything different? You know what I mean? Like, how can I express negative? right? So it sort of brainwashed me being called positive vibes. And then, of course, my phrases that I use and saying positive vibes. Do you feel like you got that to a point, like knowing how long you've been doing this? Do people maybe the way they talk to you or approach you is a little bit different, whether they're using the name or not? But do you feel how people approach you, the people that especially know you, is a little bit different, whether it's through social media or the actual people you actually know?
So, I mean, like, one thing, they always try to, like, I always just try to get razzed. Like, people just come up to me like, oh, man, like, I'll have look like I'm a little sad about something. And I'm like, oh, man, it's positive. And I'm like, oh, man. Like, but really, what I think is, like, for the show, basically, what I've learned is by not thinking negative thoughts and by filling your mind with gratitude, that's going to make you feel good. And so basically when I do this show, I do nothing that's negative. I pretend like there's, you know, I'm just sitting there telling myself I'm happy. I'm in a good mood. I'm content. I am motivated. I am awesome. I am great. I am just these positive affirmations. I'm telling myself how I want to feel. And so I basically eliminate all negative thoughts for the show. And then I bet because people might see me for 8 minutes out of the day, they might think I'm like that every minute of every day. But really, you know, we're all human. We all go through our own stuff. But the more that you think about the advantages of the situation you're in, the more that you fill your mind with, like, I'm great. I am awesome. I am a good person. Like, the more that you fill your mind with positive thoughts, the better you're going to feel, you know, about everything.
And I love how you said that, because one thing I'll add, like, I 100% agree, because like I said, how long have you been doing this again? Sorry, I know you said that earlier, but I didn't catch it.
Yeah, it's probably been about, let's see, maybe 14, 15 months. So like it. Every week I've been making these videos on YouTube channel, Brett Wallace. I've just been, you know, basically documenting the journey. So
wonderful. No, and I love that. And the reason I ask, because again, I've been doing it for 5.5, but I love it because I feel like, again, the stages that I'm at and how I learn things is different from maybe how you're doing it, right? And I love to hear other people's journey. Now, coming back to what you just said, though, is that one thing I love about that when we do this, right, which I do the exact same thing, I'm just focusing on the good, how I put it. I focus on the good more than the not so good as much as possible, right? Well, and you can maybe agree or disagree, but what I've learned is that by me doing that, all right, so we're back. So we'll see how much longer we go, because I know Anchor app is going in and out, but it's all good. But one thing I wanted to ask you that I was getting to was that, because one thing I've learned for myself is that the more I focus on the good, like you were saying, right, gratitude, using those words and just sort of putting yourself in that mindset, do you feel like that has helped you through the not so good times? Because that's what I've learned for myself, that when those not so good times come, because of how much I've sort of to a point learned and brainwashed myself with positive vibes, it helps me get those through those hard times. Do you feel like it has helped you the same way, I guess?
Definitely 100%. I mean, and what's funny is the thing is I've really learned is that whatever you're thinking, it turns into how you feel. And so when something bad will happen, like here, I'll give you an awesome example of how this is happening to me now, because I'm going through the same thing now. After more than a year, I've been like making videos every week. It's changed how I think, you know? And so the other day I was waiting for a bus, and I had to wait like 40 minutes for this bus. You know, they come every hour. And instead of thinking like, oh man, I'm mad I have to wait for this bus because I wasn't doing anything, I thought to myself, oh, I'm happy I don't live out here and have to deal with that all the time. And this is called cognitive behavioral therapy. And what that means is that when you change your thoughts, when you switch your thoughts to something else, it can switch your emotions to something else. It can make you feel different about the situation. So instead of me thinking, man, I'm pissed off that I have to wait for this bus, which would make me mad, I'm thinking like, man, I'm happy I don't live over here. So now all of a sudden my brain's like, I'm happy. Like, I'm happy I don't have to live over there. And that's what leads to me being happy about waiting for the bus for 40 minutes. And that's just an awesome example of basically, no matter what you think about it, that's how you're going to feel. It doesn't matter, you know, so I'd rather think like I'm happy I don't live over here than think I'm stressed out that I'm waiting for a bus. And that it's just changed my life. Like, how much of a difference it makes by thinking different thoughts is just, it's amazing. Like, I never would have thought they were so important, you know?
It is. I love everything you're saying, my friend, because I could not agree more. And the reason I love connecting, because even though, let's say, I'm on the same path to a point, right, that you're on, like with the positive mindset, one thing I am so amazed that even though I feel like I've learned so much, just by hearing it from someone else's voice, such as yourself, it's amazing how much more I can still learn. You know what I mean? Even though I agree with what you're saying, what you're doing, all of that. But it's not to say that I'm here being like, oh, I know everything. Like, this is what I love, right? Continuously learning. And that's why I love what you're doing. When I see anybody doing what they're doing, like putting out their message, putting out the words, like the example you gave, the example I was thinking about, because people do talk about it, Anchor. You know how it's going in and out? Like in the past, there's many people that will get frustrated with that, right? Even me in the beginning. But now I take it as I go. I'm like, okay, all I got to do is click on record again. That's it, right? Why dwell over it for 5-10 minutes and be upset about it? But your example about the bus, like 100%, like, and it's about getting to that point, right? It's about like you, of course, it took time, right? You're learning, you're bettering yourself every single day. And that's the message I'm getting from you whenever I'm listening to you as well. Just like, just be grateful. And I love that about you, right? That your message. And one thing I'll add before I forget that I love is that you were saying before that you don't really focus on the negative. I'm the exact same way, because my opinion, I don't know if you have the same view on it. My opinion about negativity is that there's enough out there. There's enough people talking about it. There's enough people maybe living that life or the social media aspect. But me, I try to focus on the good, because I'm like, what benefit am I really providing if all I'm going to do is talk about the negative, right? Do you feel like that's to a point where your mindset is as well? Like, do you ever bring up anything negative? Like, how is your concept of putting out your content, I guess?
So basically, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like there's just everything. There's so much negativity. And if you watch the news or see the newspaper, or just like the things that people are focusing on are not healthy for them. Mm-hmm. And really what I mean is like, I'm just gonna like, I'm basically, yeah, I'm definitely avoiding all the negative, because like you said, like there's too much of that. There, you can find that at every single channel of every place, except, you know, where we're at, you know, there's a movement. I really believe that there's a movement of positivity going on right now. I see people with these, like, you know, good vibes only shirts. And just by seeing the people's posts on social media where it's like hashtag positive vibes, and just people understand that the more that you bring, that the more you're positive, people want to be around that. People want to, you know, focus on good things and be happy. I mean, and really, I just hope to like, tell people that no matter what you have going on in your life, you have so much to be grateful for, whether it's just waking up to a new day or being in good health or being able to walk, being able to see, just being able to, you know, have the freedom to choose your life from here is a reason you guys can be happy. And just waking up every day, realizing how extremely blessed you are to have a place to stay, to have food to eat, to have water, clean water, and just being thankful for the things that you have, because those are the most important things in life. Whether, you know,
things. All right, so we're back. But I got everything that you said, just the ending sort of cut off. But I love it, my friend. I love the passion. I could just hear it in your voice. Of course, I've watched your content as well. But I could not agree more. And one thing that I've learned about everything that you were saying, right, about, you know, just being thankful and being grateful and what we have right now, I feel like everybody's going to learn that as they move forward. My advice always, because I'm not the type of person I'm going to dictate to you what to do and so on, is just have that little small percentage in your mind that there is something better. There's a direction you want to go and so on. Who am I to say that right now someone's, and that's another thing, like, who am I to point at someone and say, okay, they're negative, but who knows where they're going to be in 5 years from now, right? But I another thing I want to go back on what you said, I 100% agree. I believe that there is that movement happening, right? Overall, I always believe that there's more good in the world and not so good. Unfortunately, though, negativity does have a louder voice, right? And through social media, through pages like yourself, the messages, so many other wonderful people on different platforms putting out their the good vibes, the positive vibes, I just feel it's going to make a major impact. And I'm going to bring back to him, like Gary Vee, I think is a big part of that just because of how consistent he is with his content. But what else do you want to talk about, my friend? Because I feel like you and me could vibe together forever, honestly, like different topics and things of that nature. Anything in particular?
Yeah, I would love to hear, like, since you've been doing this a little longer than me, I'd love to hear basically what you've learned from your experiences of doing this for this long, and just basically how you think differently and how it's changed your life. I'd love to hear that.
It's changed my life a lot, 100%, right? Like, started by me posting a quote every day, not my quote, other people's quotes, maybe sometimes 3-4 a day. You know, I was doing that for a good 2.5 to 3 years. That's all I was doing, posting quotes on all my social media platforms. And then I wasn't posting anymore, like random stuff, right? I moved away from that. It was all about positive vibes. And then gradually started, you know, creating my own content with quotes and videos and, you know, wearing the mask, the whole concept of attracting attention, because I wanted to do something different, right? To attract attention. And first question people generally ask me, why do you wear the mask? And then I could say my whole phrase that, hey, don't judge a book by its cover. And this is my goal, spreading the positivity. So there's so many things I've learned through this journey. But a few things I'll put out there is you got to keep trying. Like, there's no trying something for a few days and giving up. What I will put out there, I've been doing this for 5.5 years. What I try to sort of motivate or push people to show them, and you could take it as good and not so good, but I take it as a good. I've been doing this for 5.5 years. I haven't earned anything from it yet financially, even though I want to make this my full-time gig, so I don't have to work at JOB anymore, right? But why I'm so grateful and thankful, and time has let me you know, get these thoughts and these views and these opinions, is that I do not want to go back. Am I going to complain now, hey, 5.5 years, I haven't earned any money? Or am I going to naturally, I just pay attention to who I was 5.5 years ago and who I am now? We don't know what 5.5 years is going to look like, right? For you, you don't know what another year is going to look like, right? So it's literally just going through the process. Because an example I'll give, I've been doing this for 5.5 years. When I started podcasting in October of last year is when I finally learned what perspective means in my mindset. I've been talking about perspective, and I say this over and over, for 5.5 years. And I had a moment like, wow, this is what perspective means. So that's what I will put out there, that people that are on their journey, just starting the same time frame, less, more, whatever it is, you're going to learn gradually that, wow, like, You're gonna have those aha moments, like, wow, I've been talking about, like, whatever you're talking about, positive vibes. You're gonna be like, wow, like, another year, this is what positive vibes means to me, you know, and it's just gonna be something completely different. Because there's so many things, and with perspective, it's helped me now to go back and look at the word patience and what I've learned about patience and reevaluate for a gratitude, reevaluate thankfulness. And the way perspective, now that I've understood that word finally in a different way, now I could approach everything else a little bit differently. So, like I said, there's so many things I could learn, but that's one thing. Just enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, 100%. Like, when I look back, like when I was a year in, and I remember how I felt at that time, it's nothing compared to 5.5 years in and how I feel. That's why I am looking forward to another 5.5 years, just to be able to have that feeling. Where I will be, who knows, right? I could always vision and have those goals set and so on. But honestly, I'm just going to continue to go with the flow, go with my gut, see what happens, and just live life, man. Like, honestly, that's why I love how you put it out, your message. That's what it's all about. Just be grateful, be thankful. Like, what do we have to be down about, right? Like, 100%. Like Gary Vee, one thing I love that he talks about, if you're not the last person in this world, like, you know, the worst person in this world, he always puts that out there. Like, if you're not the 7 billionth person, then you have a right to complain, right? But besides that, what do we complain? Like, right now, I'm looking at the sun, like, I'm in front of my house. Like, I have a house to live in. I have shelter. Like you were saying, like, I love that, right? But that's my rambling answer, I guess, to the question that you asked me, for sure.
But yo, if everybody, like, we have the sun today, there's a reason to be happy. Like, everybody in the whole world could be happy for a moment, just because, you know, that's what maybe, you know, it just, you need to stay focused on what's really important. And I believe, like, what you're saying is just awesome. And what happened was, is I'll like to put your, I want to put this into, like, what happened with you. I think what really happened was you found your passion. You found what you like to do. And now when you say you're going to go probably another 5.5 in, what happens is after 10 years of helping people and putting out good and putting, you know, that much experience, you get so much better at talking, you get so much better at everything that you do, you're just getting exponentially better at. And what happens is you found your passion and you put in, you know, an extra 8 years that people haven't done. And then what happens is one thing kind of pops off or something. And then they look back at your whole, you know, and I'm just starting now and I got like 400 and something videos. And I'm like, let me hit 1,000 or two and then watch when these people come and see some good video. And then they go back to the other 1,300 videos, you know, like you gotta, you know, when you put in the work and do good for people and help people out and get better and improve and don't limit yourself and just agree that it might take time. That's when you become successful. That's when you don't, you know, let anything.
Yeah. So it got cut off when you were saying, I got most of it, but then you were saying, I just had it in my head, but I forgot, but it's all good. But I could not agree more with what you're saying, my friend, with all that content that you have out there, like 400 videos. Like I've been doing this 5.5 years. I'm not sure if I have 400 because I was all over the place to the point of I was on all social media platforms. But I do agree your concept that you're saying that when the more we continue to do this and the more we connect and engage with people and the more that even now, right? And you really have this as well, that people now are looking at the content and when they hear 5.5 years, they're like a little, they're not amazed, but they step back and they ask questions, right? Like, you know, because they want to learn and that intrigues me because even if someone's been doing this for a year, I'm intrigued. Like, you know, now that I heard that you've done like 300-400 videos, I'm like, wow, like, I maybe I could learn something from here, right? Of how to maybe put on my content and so on. But everything you're saying, man, like I love it. Like I'm already picturing in my head. I'll be honest with you. Like this is what I do when I'm talking. That's why sometimes my train of thought goes a different direction. As I'm already looking at how I can continue this relationship, right, with you and me. Whether it's a conversation we have just through DMs and just ideas or whatever it is, but. I 100% just love the process and I love the journey and I can just hear it in people's voices or in people's work that they're doing. And that's one thing that I'll add maybe to go in a different direction a little bit. One thing why I want to collab so much more and I want to connect and engage because I know where I was when I was a year in, right? When I was 6 months in, when I was 2 years in. And I know that it's not always easy for everybody. Everybody's different, of course, right? How they're learning, how they're doing things. And I know when I see people putting their effort, their time, and maybe for long period of time sometimes, I feel for them to the point that I want them to get exposure. More than me anything, I feel like there's so many other wonderful people out there that I want to get them exposure. Do you feel personally for yourself that during this journey over a year now, that at times, maybe more in the beginning, I'm assuming more than now, but were there some tough times to actually get up and do your work? Or do you feel like those affirmations, like telling yourself I'm grateful, this and that, just pretty much helped you? Or did you have those times during this journey, maybe still now, where it's sort of to maybe do it? Or do you feel like this is your passion, like you were telling me, and that's it?
Yeah. So basically what I feel about that is the coolest thing about doing your own thing, like you can probably agree with this with the podcast is that you get to choose when you want to do. And basically I found something that I love. There's some people who are, you know, big artists who make music and that's what they love to do is just make music. It doesn't, you know, and that's what it's really all about is I've learned, you know, I used to create a lot of music and I've learned that I'm just a creator. I like to create things. I'm creative. And when I really realized who I was and realized what I was good at, I'm like, cool, I'm going to go all in. And now that people kind of relate to this a little different than the music, because, you know, when they think of these things and they become happy and they thank me like, oh, wow, thank you so much. And it's like, that's all in you, you know, like you have that inside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, I really like to, you know, keep this relationship going too. And basically come on this podcast every once in a while and just chat with people. I feel like we need more positivity in the world and everybody who thinks positive is kind of like coming together. Everybody who's watching this is trying to improve, you know, is trying to be more positive, is trying to, you know, be happy with what they have. And I think that's a cool thing to connect to. So I don't know. I just really think it's awesome. And like I said, I think it's a movement. I really feel like there's a lot of people that are feeling the same way, and they just realize that being nice to people, putting out good, being, you know, being kind, and that's basically spreading, and that's becoming more. So
for sure,
I don't know. I think it's just awesome.
No, I could not agree more. Like, I'm looking forward to that. That's why, again, like, I'm looking forward to, like, that's what I'm putting out there. Like, even though I'm doing my podcast, so I do a daily podcast. So I'm like, why can't I have someone on every day? Why can't I, like, with yourself, what I'm going to put out there to others as well? Sorry, just eating my freezy. Yeah, so I got everything that you were saying. I love it. That's what I'm pretty much saying. I love everything you're saying, my friend, everything you're doing. I'm all about collaborating 100%, whether it's a weekly thing we do, always, everyday thing. I'm open to everything. And I know many people out there would love to connect with you as well, because I'm just thinking about people I know and I'm connected with. And I would love for them to even get to know you, because I just feel like connecting the dots is the key. So before I forget, because one thing I want to get out there, where can people find you? I know that you're on other platforms. Yeah. So what are sort of links, I guess, people
to find you? So basically, to follow along with this positive vibes journey that we're on, my YouTube channel is simply Brett Wallace. You can subscribe there. And basically, we're making videos every week about positive vibes, about staying thankful for what you have, about improving your mood and feeling good with the things you have. And also, you could search Brett Wallace on YouTube or Instagram or Twitter. I'm number one on all those. So you can just YouTube, Instagram, or Twitter. I do Instagram and Twitter. I do the live videos for Positive Vibes. So you have a chance to, like, be in the show and comment along and basically collaborate. It's so fun connecting with positive people. So just search Brett Wallace on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. And follow along. And definitely, I think we should, you know, definitely connect, you know, maybe if it's even once a month or just every once in a while, we should definitely connect and do this over again. And we'll chat, because I love connecting with positive people. It's just the best. So
it is the best, man. It helps. And
that's where you can find me, for sure. BrettWallace, for sure.
There we go, 100%. So everybody's heard that. So I know that people are going to look to connect and engage, because I know a lot of people that I'm connected with, that's what they're looking for, just, you know, connecting with new people. And that's my amazing thing, even though I know so many names on social media, but just meeting new people. But I just want to thank you. We got through it, you know, for the recordings. I'm looking forward to doing more with you, my friend. Your positive vibes. I'm positive vibe. And that's one thing I'm going to put out there, which is amazing to me. Like, even though he's positive vibes, he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. It's no, like, you know, pointing fingers. There's no, like, I'm better than him or he's better than me. Like, it's literally just trying to vibe together, because I know what he's all about. He knows what I'm about, and we'll get to know each other a lot better. But I just want to say thank you, my friend, for joining me. I really, really appreciate you taking out some time. I'm just really looking forward to connecting with you moving forward. Any last words or anything that you wanted to say from your side?
Yeah, like I said, we'll definitely connect soon, and we will, everybody who's listening to this, we'll connect soon, and you know, we'll come back on the podcast and just, you know, be nice to other people, be kind to people, be grateful for what you have, you know, stay in a good mood, because everything's good. So just, you know, focus on the good, and everybody have an awesome day. I hope you guys have a great day. And yeah, we'll connect soon. Absolutely.
We'll end it off there, my friend. I want to say thank you to everybody for a few seconds, the few minutes that you give me. Thank you so much. You know me, I always show gratitude for you to take some time out to listen to me. So I want to say thank you. Like I always say, my friends, keep your head up and keep moving forward. Like P-Bear would say, focus on the honey in life. And always, always remember, trust positive vibes. All right.